We are learning Mesechus Erevin, Daf Ein Gimel on base, and we're starting from the Mishnah, Gimel Aleph on the bottom. Chamesh Chatzeres, Psucha Zulazu, Psucha Slamavi. You have five Chatzeres, picture in your head, or if you have an art scroll, look at the picture. There are five Chatzeres. A Chatzah means a place where there's a bunch of houses in the Chatzah. There's five Chatzeres. They're all open to each other, and they're all open to the Mavi. So the Allah is, Irvu B'Chatzeres, when you start to the Mavi, let's say you made an Erev, in the Chatzeres, and Rashi says, Af mezu mezu. Since it has doors to each other, you can make an Erev Chatzeres one to another, because they all have doors to each other. So let's say you made an Erev Chatzeres, all five Chatzeres, one, made them one, but in a Shtatfu Mavi, we didn't make a Shitif Mavais. Mezakalacha is, Mutarim b'chatzeres, Vasurim b'mavi. In the Chatzah, you're allowed to carry from Chatzah to Chatzah, and from your house to the Chatzah, and from your house to the other guy's Chatzah. But you cannot carry through the Mavi. Why not? You just made yourself one. So why isn't it helpful? Why isn't it adequate for shituf? So going according to Rav Meir that holds erev chatzeres is not a shit. It's not an adequate for shituf mavui. Zok the Mishnah Vayta v'mishtatvu b'mavui mitarim kan v'kan. Now how to read this? We'll see in the Gemara. But it sounds like right now it seems like if you only make a shituf, it's mutar in both places. That's enough. Which would be like the Rabbanon. Okay, let's go Vayta. Erev b'chatzeres. You made an erev in the chatzeres. V'mishtatvu b'mavui. Made both an erev and a shituf. Both things, but. One person from one chatzah forgot an erev. The loch is mutarim kan v'kan. What's pshat? Why is it mutar both places? So I guess you could say since he was mishtatav in the shituf, so that's enough. Because we're going to get into Rabbanan. I'm speaking this aloud because in the Gemara it's very negated, this thing. So this sounds a lot like Rabbanan. Mutarim kan v'kan. Sounds like the Rabbanan hold that shituf works for the cover you for the erev chatzeres that you forgot. Then it says, what about Bnei Mavui and Shtatav? Someone from the Bnei Mavui forgot to make a Shituf. Mutarim b'chatzeres, v'asurim b'mavui. That means even though you made an Erev Chatzeres, it's not adequate for the Shituf Mavais. It sounds like Rameya now. One guy forgot the Shituf Mavui, he can't carry the Mavui. Sha'amavui l'chatzeres, k'chotzel abatim. Just like a Chatzeres need an Erev to carry from the house to the Chatzer, to carry from a Chatzer to a Mavui, you need a Shituf. That's what it means. A mavi lechatzeres is a chatzel batim. Just like a chatzel to batim, to carry from a bayis to a chatzel in your eruv, to carry from a chatzel to a mavu, you need a shituf. That's the halacha. So upon him, we have really, the Gemara is going to call it the reisha, the mitziyasa, and the seifa. The reisha is the first thing that says that eruv bechatzeres or shtatav mavu is mitarim bechatzeres or asur mavu. The mitziyasa is a case where they made it both and they forgot to make an eruv, one guy forgot to make an eruv. And the third case is where they did both, and one of the guys got to make a sheet of mavayis. So let's see the Gemara. The Reisha says that they were ma'arev irvu b'chatzeres and did not make a sheet of the mavi. What's the halacha? Mutter b'chatzeres and also in the mavi. Who is that like? Money. Rav Meihi. Da'amar b'in an erev b'in a sheet. We need both, an erev and a sheet. An erev alone is not sufficient to cover for the sheet. That's the Reisha. Eimah mitziyasa, here the mitziyasa means the second line, which is part of the ratio really. Eimah mitziyasa, v'in mishtatvu b'mavik, v'in a shituf, v'tarim kan v'kan. Sounds like all you did was a shituf. And that's mutar kan v'kan. Osin l'rabbanon, da'amri, b'chad asayik, it's enough with one. That's the whole kasha, that's not fair. Because you know how you read it? V'in mishtatvu nami kama. It means like this. It says in the ratio, erev v'chatzeres, you didn't make a shituf. You mutar b'chad asayik, mavik, v'in mishtatvu, now you have two things, mutarim kan v'kan. That's what it means. What? Yeah, it's not really a chiddush. I guess it's setting you up for the halachas of the missing thing, for the people who forget. That's probably setting you up for that. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara says that Eimah Seifa, that maybe the Seifa second case will be a problem that we're made up on. Why Eimah Seifa? Ivru b'chatzeres mishtatu b'mavui shachach echa b'nechatzav la'irif. If one person from Bnei Chatzer did not make an Erev, Mutarim kan v'kan. They're both places mutar. What's the case? Now, why is that true? One guy forgot to make an Erev. What's going on? Hechnami, what's the case? Idloi batol. If this one fellow who forgot his Erev did not make a bittel, am I mutarim? Why is it mutar? Go and kutar ameir. El pshita the batol. He was mevatol. That must be the case. He's mevatol. One guy from the Mavi forgot to make a shituf. Mutarim b'chatzeres v'sur Mavi. Also in the Mavi, because he didn't make a shituf. If our mission is talking about a guy made a bittel, he's a bottle, my asur mavi, he made a bittel. Oh, you can tell me, bittel doesn't work in mavi. There's also things bittel shus mavi. Now, why would be a tzad there's no bittel shus mavi? So no one really explains it, but it's mashma from the Aruch HaShulchan that The reason why there would be a tzad, the article brings this down, that the reason there would be a tzad, there's no bitul reshus b'mavui, is because when you make a bitul reshus b'mavui, it's really a rabbim who's making a bitul. And maybe the svara that a rabbim can't become archim. So that would be a tzad, there's no bitul reshus b'mavui. Because when one guy forgot to make a shittuv, it means one whole chatzar forgot. So if one whole chatzar forgot to make a shittuv, and they can even make a bittul, there's a lot of people making a bittul, and maybe they can become archim. But Tanya, no, sure, a bittul is a brisa, and it's really our mishnah. By tzeduki, it says, Vatanya, sure, a bittul lechem reshusoy, divrameya. This brisa is talking about by tzeduki, and it says, Eloshin deovato reshus b'mavu. And you got a first mishnah hadar, says the same Eloshin. So you see, even by Mavi, it's possible to have bitul reshus. So back shver, that if the case of the middle case that was saying that the guy, that if one guy from the Chatzah forgot, it's still mutter kam v'kan, is because of bitul, so why the safer, if you got to do a Mavi, is it not mutter? So Elamai didn't do bitul. Elop shid loy batul, masefer loy batul, reish nam loy batul. So it's back shver, why in that middle case is it mutter? It must be going to Rabbanon. It comes out, reish shav v'sefer rabmeya, mitziyasa Rabbanon. Again, because the mitziyasa says, that if one guy forgot to make the Erev Chatzeres, everyone's mutter. It must be Yisaymach on the Shittuf. What other pshat is there? And that's Rabbanon. That's Rabbanon. So it's Shver. The Mishnah's Reish of Sefer Ramei and Mitzias Rabbanon. And for the Gemara Kula Ramei, are you going to ask me? Everything's Ramei. You need both. I had a middle case. He missing an Erev. One guy got Erev. So tomorrow, Gavala Gepshat. But tell you my Ramei being an Erev, being on Shittuf. Really, Ramei holds, Shittuf covers you, really. Why do you need a Erev in a Chatzah? Because there's a Keach Teres Erev in Tanaikis. If you think about it, here, every one of the five Chatzeres had an Erev sitting there. Every one of the five Chatzeres had an Erev sitting there. Just one guy forgot in one Chatzah. So it won't be Shlag Keach. Kur Meir, time I remember being Erev, and Shittim Shlag Teres Erev in Tanaikis. So I'll give him the Ruba Erev, but most of the people made an Erev, let me stack, won't be forgotten. But in the Sefer, with Echad, one guy forgot to do a Shittim. That means the whole Chatzah forgot a Shittim. So that Chatzah, now you think it's no thing as a shittuf, because no one made a shittuf there. And therefore, he holds it's no good. So it's an unbelievable pshat. Ramea holds that it's possible to be samech on shittuf. When it's one guy forgot, and you still have an erev here, the whole pshat is to shkeach teres erev out to nekis. So I think about Ravaita. I'm Rav Yudam Rav. A little bit of new Indian, but I know I'm Mishnah. I'm Rav Yudam Rav. Loi toni, I'm Rav Yudam, let's read it. I'm Rav Yudam. Rav loi toni psuchos zu lezu. It says in our Mishnah, we had an Erev, we have Chatzeres, five Chatzeres with Durim, and we had a Mavim. We said they were open to each other, and therefore you can make an Erev through them, and make one big Erev. Rav is not Geiris, Psuchas Uzu, V'chenim Rav Kana, Rav Leitali Psuchas Uzu. Rav Kana also said over that Rav did not learn Psuchas Uzu. We'll see in a second what the reason is. Ikid Amri, Rav Kahana Gufei Leitali Psuchas Uzu. Rav Kana himself was not Geiris. Now what has it got to do with anything? What's Pshat in this? Only a bailer of Yosef. My time with the Rav like talking psuchazuazu. Why didn't Rav want to be gairis that talking about psuchazuazu? And for the Gemara says pshat like this: Kusavar kol shituf sheim achnisoi umetziyei derech psachim b'mavui lav shmei shituf. The Gemara wants to say that pshat Rav is a chiddush. That shituf, the way it is, shituf is everyone gives to the shituf. Everyone gives wine to the shituf. You have five chaseres. Everyone has to give wine to make the shituf from a voice. Rav right now is saying, pshat as he holds, that you have to collect it by going out through the Mavi, coming out the door from the Chatzah to the Mavi, and then going to the next Chatzah, coming into the Mavi, next Chatzah going down into the Mavi. You have to go through the Mavi from Chatzah to Chatzah, that's the way to collect it. And if you have a door between them, we are worried you might collect the wine going through the doorways. And that's not good. Therefore, he holds, anytime there are doorways in the Chatzeres, you can't make a Shittuf Mavayis. You can't make it, because we're worried you might walk through those doors. So the only way you can make a Shittuf Mavayis is if the Chatzeres are not open to each other. That's the only way you can make a Shittuf Mavayis. That's the Chiddush right now of Rav. Which the Gemara is going to slog up, because it's a little bit interesting. But that's what he says. The only good Shittuf, they walk through the Mavayis. That's why that girl is Sukha Zuzuz. So Frank Tamar Kasha, Eisvei. We had this Mishnah before. There was shutvas in wine. The halacha is, ain't shrich l'arav, they don't need a shutuf. Why not? Because they're partners in the wine. Did they bring the wine from the chatzah to the mavi and from the chatzah to the mavi? They were shutuf in the wine. They were partners in wine. So it sounds like we're not going through the mavi. And for the Gemara, no, the case was, the afke v'aylei. Like Rashi says, they took the chavis, that was partnership, and they brought every chatzah, brought it to the Mavi, and back to another chatzah, that's what they did. We know it wasn't Shem Shittuf, So it's going to be a chiddush. Rashi says that afkiv al lechavas b'chol chateres mehem lemavu yimusham lechatos hunucham, but loyloshim shitov. They stand. We're doing hakafot. They're doing hakafas now with this chavas. We haven't chapping and doing it for shitov. Which Rashi himself says that shnuya dechikeh. It's a little bit of a doichik. V'leiv maskana hachi. Rashi warns you. Don't worry. It's not the maskana because it sounds like a big chiddush. Okay. Eisvei. Another kasha, similar question. It says in the Mishnah later on, Ketzem Mishtatim B'mavi, Hei Mekashitim B'mavi. So it tells you how you do it. He says, you take a chavis, and you go to someone else in your chatzer, and you say, here, be zoichet this for every one of the chatzeris. That's what it says. Be zoichet for every chatzeris, and it works. So, break the mar, what do you mean? You're being zoichet, you're not going in. And you tell the guy, be zoichet, and you tell him he has to go in and out of all the chatzeris, as you have to say. Again, a zoichet. Maskelo Rabbi Baruch Hanan, so Elamati, you tell him like this: Hiknoi pas besaloi, and you didn't walk into each chotzer mavi. It's not going to work. How can I have a shittav? It's not going to work. Tell me, it's not going to work. Bechite malchinami, but I'll show you. Know it's the first halacha that it works. You had a bunch of people from the courtyards and the mavis here. They were sitting and eating a big suda. They had a siyum erev Shabbos, and it became also on Shabbos. They drank a bit on Shabbos. So what do you do now? You didn't have Erev. The pas that the Baal HaBayis is serving for everyone is Erev. The Amri law, some say it works for Shum Shittuf. And what's the machlekes? If I'm a rabbi lepligi, if the party, the Suda, I shouldn't say, the Suda Siyim, the Masiba is in a house, so then you can taina, it's the Erev Chatzeris. It's Erev Chatzeris. Why? Because Erev Chatzeris has to be put into a house. So then it's in a house, so it could be Erev Chatzeris. Kan Mesu Mechatzah. The other case is they had the table set on in the Chatzah, Corona style. They set it in the Chatzah, and there they had it in the Chatzah, that's a Shittah. But what do you see over here? That they all had a Suda together, and they're one big Suda, and it's a good Erev, or it's a good Shittah. I didn't bring it out into the Mavi and out. How can it be a good Shittah? So Taisus says, but maybe they brought it out. So Taisus says that first of all, it sounds like everyone ate the same Suda together. And he says, here really, if you think about it, he never gave them the bread at all. Only b'shas the suda. So even if they brought it in and out before the suda, they had a guy, you know, go bring it in and out every mavi. It doesn't help, because they weren't zeichin yet when they did that. So it wouldn't even help. So here it's klar, it did not move anywhere, and still works with shittuf. So with this, we slugged up this pshat and rav. So what's pshat and rav? Why you don't have p'such azu azu? El time of the rav, because savri, ein mavi nitte b'lechi v'kaira, achi batim. He holds that you only have a lechi v'kayra can work on a mavi if you have two tnayim. First, you have to have two chatzeres, and each chasa has to have two batim. What's the problem? So Rashi explains, Tavam and Aleph, that if they are open to each other, so then they are considered like one. And if they're considered like one, they're not considered two chatzeres. Let's read the top Rashi a little bit. Rashi says, "Batim lechatzeres, shnei batim lechol chatzos techatzeres amavi." V'hanoch kivin the kulu psuchim zuzu. Since they're all open to each other, umaravas yachad, and they are mixed together, derech psachem chadu chashav lehu. They consider one. And Rashi says, "V'les leil rav had the time leil avu benoi mavis on the kaira." We have before the beginning of today's shir in the bottom of the Amid that a father and a son is called two things, even though they're one. He doesn't hold to that. He holds that's not no good because it's considered one. The chalhechad leil bayir ruve inami bayir ruve matzir bayir shitov mavi. Then it's not called two chaseris. The only time it's called two chaseris if I can't do an air between them. I have to go through the mavi. That is when it's called two chatzeres. We don't have to go through the mavi to get from one chatzer to another chatzer. It's not called two chatzeres. It's called one chatzer, and that's the pshat of Pesuk Zuzu. Because we call two chatzeres, that'd be two separate chatzeres that are not open to each other. It's the only time it's called two chatzeres for the hilchas mavi. And mavi again has a kula that you can use a lechi kari to close up a mavi. When you have a chatzer, you can't use lechi kari. You need a pas dalad. Or you need two as a Pesach. But there's a special kula of a mavi, lechi kari. You only have a kula if you have two chatzeres, and he holds that you don't have. It's not called two chatzeres if the psuch is zu.